BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Numbering the People.
King David told Joab to number the people so he could see how big an army could be built if needed. He knew God had told him not to do this. After Joab gave him the report, he knew the Lord wasn't pleased that he had done this. He prayed, "Oh God, I've acted foolishly and sinned against you. Forgive my sin." The Lord sent a prophet to give David a message. "You're to choose one of three punishments for this sin: a famine that will devastate the land for 3 years, an invading army to whom you will lose battle after battle for 3 months, or an epidemic that will sweep across the land for 3 days. David said, "All three of these terrify me. Still, I'll choose to suffer under the hand of God rather than at the hand of men. I know the Lord is merciful." So God sent the angel of the Lord, who swept across the land with a severe epidemic. 70,000 men died. The Lord then focused on Jerusalem. As death came upon the city, God said, "Stop! It's enough!" The angel immediately stopped. He was over a threshing floor owned by a Jebusite named Ornan. It was the exact place where Abraham had offered his son to the Lord. David looked up and saw the angel holding the sword stretched out over the city. Ornan also saw the angel and ran and hid. David fell down with his face to the ground. "Oh, Lord, I'm the one who sinned, not these people. They're like sheep. What have they done? Punish me and my family." The prophet walked up to David with a message from God. "Build an altar to the Lord on that threshing floor." David immediately walked towards it. When Ornan saw this, he ran to the king and bowed down. David said, "Sell me your threshing floor so I can build an altar to the Lord. Then he will hold back the plague from the people. I'll pay full price for it." Ornan said, "Oh, king, I'll give it to you. Please take it and build the altar. Use my oxen for the burnt offering and use my wood for the fire. I give it all. I trust the Lord will hear you." David said, "No, my friend, I'll buy it at full price. I won't sacrifice to the Lord using that which costs me nothing." So David bought the threshing floor, the oxen, and the wood. He then built an altar and sacrificed to the Lord. God heard David's prayer and sent fire from heaven to burn up the offering. He then commanded the angel, "Put away your sword." With that, the epidemic was over. From that day on, David used that altar whenever he sacrificed to God. He said, "This is the house of the Lord." He then organized people and bought materials that were needed to build the temple. Years later, Solomon built the temple of the Lord at that very place.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.